1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. McGill College Avenue could be the next street to get a facelift in the city. Montreal's Public Consultation Office recommends narrowing the street to two lanes to create a pedestrian plaza. This move is one of Valérie Plante's many ideas to make the city less car-centric. The idea was first announced in August, but the city waited for a public consultation before moving forward with the project. The possible changes would include widening the already large sidewalks from President Kennedy to Sainte-Catherine. The project would also take advantage of other developments in the area, such as the McGill REM station and the St. Catherine redevelopment. The CAC may have won a majority last election, but their ideas may not be as popular as they might have thought. A new study shows that it was a desire for change that led to victory rather than their electoral promises. 55% of their voters said they voted for change. Only 17% said they voted because they liked the CAC's platform. The Liberals and Québec solidaire voters were much more enthused by their party's ideas. Around a third of them voted because they supported the platform. The CAC also has considerable opposition to its main ideas from its own base. Around 40% do not support its major promise to reduce immigration. Canada is halting all deportations to Haiti due to the ongoing crisis in the Caribbean nation. The island has seen violent protests in the past week calling for the resignation of President Jovenel Moïse. Ottawa has also updated its travel advisory to Haiti. It recommends Canadians avoid traveling to the country. Canada's also working on getting any Canadians out of Haiti. The Canadian embassy in Port-au-Prince will remain closed, but consular services are still available by phone or email. To hear the newscasts and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Spank Me, the third episode of 2019. I'm your host, Camille. Today, the temperature. You know, I always start with the temperature, even though most of you are probably have been outside today and know that it's freezing. Minus 12. Feels like minus 12, so it's not misleading. But yeah, a bit cold. So welcome, everyone. I'm happy that some of you tuned in tonight instead of doing, I don't know what else you could be doing on a Sunday evening. Maybe like Netflix, or I don't know if there's an award show tonight. Maybe. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for choosing Spank Me as your source of entertainment. So for those who don't really know the show, quick synopsis. It's a sex-positive show, as the name kind of leads into. So every week, I bring in a new guest, and then we chat about a different aspect of sexuality. Last week, for those who were listening, we talked about the importance of foreplay, which I absolutely, absolutely love. And I think most of us do who are sexually active. Foreplay is like A1. It's like the get-go of sex. So we talked about it. And if you want to listen to the episode, it's actually online on CJLO. So go ahead, knock yourself out. Today, we have a special guest because she's also a friend. Well, they're all my friends, but this one I've known her because she's in my program. She's in journalism with me, so this will be something else. I think you'll feel a different kind of a vibe between us. But first off, I had a few anecdotes that I wanted to tell tonight. First one is that for those who were listening last week, I was saying I was complaining about my frustration in finding good lingerie for Valentine's Day, because it was my first time celebrating Valentine's Day and not Galentine's Day. I was not single this year. So I wanted to find, you know, something nice, and I had this specific idea in mind of what I wanted, and I went everywhere. I went to La Senza, to Victoria's Secret. I went to like low-key, you know, lingerie shops in Mall Royal, and I found nothing. I did find something, but it was $134. I'm sorry, but I don't have that money. I'm a student, so it has to be at least 50% off because I cannot afford that. But anyway, so then finally when I was walking back home, the other day, before Valentine's Day, I actually, on the day of Valentine's Day, so that was the universe looking out for me. Thank you, universe. I just saw this random shop, like, low-key on the side. And so I went in and boom, found what I needed. It was this nice, like, mesh bralette with, like, anneau on dessous that, like, kind of scooped my boobs up. So made it kind of, like, a little bit, and like apparently my boobs got bigger, so they looked even more bigger. Apparently, that's what people have been saying, but I don't know. and then it had this like line, like this ligne de couture that went just like up to my nipple. So seam, thank you. That was my guest whispering the word that I was looking for. Thank you. A seam that went up to my nipple. So that was really nice. It made this kind of like obviously you could see my nipple, like is it mesh, but you could, the seam, I don't know, it kind of made it like given a mysterious look. And so boom, so bought it. It was $40, which was, you know, kind of in my budget. Amazing. And I didn't even get to wear it. Which was like, I had this whole plan in my head that I was gonna welcome the person in my apartment. I was gonna be like, I was gonna wear that and have like stocks. Is that how you call them? Stockings. Thank you again, guest. stockings with like with the straps and like little G-strings and whatever, and have like my nuisette par dessus. Nightgown. Wow, I am zapping on a lot of words tonight. I'm very sorry, everyone. Nightgown. And then he ended up just like picking me up from school. And then I was just like, I looked disgusting. I had been sweating the whole day and I was just super gross. And I was like, oh, well, this is not what I wanted. I ended up going back home and then I kind of changed, but it was still a good night. It's just, I had imagined something else, so that was my fault. Should have set such high expectations, but whatever. That was my first anecdote. Second anecdote is that I was supposed to get installed my IUD today. Now, for those who don't, no, not today, on the day of Valentine's Day, actually, on the 14th, I was supposed to get my IUD installed. For those who don't know what an IUD is, it's an intrauterine device, which is essentially like a contraceptive method. And I have the Jadis one. So there's two types. There's the copper kind and the copper kind and the hormone kind. And copper can't do that one. I've heard horrible stories. No, I shouldn't say that. I've heard good stories and bad stories. And the bad stories just really affect me more, I think, because it's all about, like, they had cramps afterwards and it was really hurtful. And I have, like, when I get my period, I have, like, deadly cramps. So I couldn't even imagine having the copper one and just, like destroy my body. So I was like, okay, no, copper is not an option. So there was a hormone one. But then I'm like, I have nothing against hormone, like, go ahead, knock yourself out. But for me personally, like, I don't know, my periods are so messed up. I just didn't want to put in more or put in less or whatever. I just didn't want to mess around with it. But then, you know, I want to have protected sex, but I don't want the condom on because it's not the same thing. So, and I'm not trying to get pregos either. So I had to find a solution. And so there's three kinds. There's the Mirena one, Kylena, and Jadis. And the Mirena is like the most popular apparently because it lasts 5 years, it's the most hormones, it's covered and blah blah blah. Kylena is like the in-between, and then there's Jadis. That's one, that one's 3 years, the less hormone, but it's not usually covered. Not by the university coverage, at least. So I had to go private. I had to go to my mom's. And I didn't tell her that it was that, just because I don't know, my mom and I never had this kind of a vibe of that we talk about sex or whatever. So I just didn't tell her, but I still got it. I still managed to get it for free. So it was like $290 or something, and I got it for free. So I was really happy for that I managed to that I managed this. So so was supposed to get it installed on the 14th, but then when I arrived, she told me, yeah, you can't have sex for the next 3 days. Didn't know that. And after that, for 7 days, you need to have, like, protected sex and whatever, which you know, makes sense. But the 3-day thing, I did not know. And although, you know, I mean, that's not like I can spend a day, 3 days without having sex. My main concern was just that I had an exam, and like a quiz, like an hour after the medical procedure. And she was like, you know, you might get cramps depending, you know, if you usually get cramps, you'll be more susceptible to get cramps following the procedure. So, you know, I don't know if you want to go to a quiz with cramps. I don't know if you want to miss that quiz. And I was like, no, not really. So we were scheduled, and I'm going to get installed this week. So tune in next week to learn the rest of the story, because then I'll have it installed so I can tell you more. But that was my two anecdotes. That's what the highlights of my week. on that note, we're going to move on. I'm really excited to have my guest tonight. You know, her name is Lily. We're going to be talking about like casual sex. You know, we're just going to chat about what we like, what we don't like, what people bring into our sex life, and what we could, you know, throw to the garbage or whatever. And yeah, so we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to have a music break because we love to hear sexy music. So this song was chosen by my guest. It's a song from 1975. And we'll later learn if she actually listens to that while having sex. She's nodding yes, she's saying no. We'll see. So the song is called You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate. So please enjoy and stay tuned as we will have a very nice conversation following the break.
Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing. Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles.
Montreal's best indie music and a whole lot more. Tune in to the Feel Good Hit of the Summer every Tuesday at 6, only on CJLO.
Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent la 13e édition de Célidor de la musique du monde. Les Célidor, unique distinction musicale qui souligne les talents des artistes de la musique du monde, vous invite à découvrir 36 groupes de musique du monde. Dans le cadre de ces concerts vitrines gratuits, venez voter pour vos artistes coup de cœur tous les mardis et mercredis, jusqu'à 18 avril au Club d'Alatou. Les Célidor, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, www.celidor.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So that was You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate. What a nice name for a band.
I know.
It's Hot Chocolate. And yeah, it's very representative of the band,
truly
too.
It's a wonderful thing. It really is.
Yeah.
They hit the nail right on the head with that one.
Mm-hmm. So did you ever have sex on this song? Would you, if you had?
I haven't. I definitely would, but like as a joke, you know what I mean? Like,
but would it be a good time if you take
okay,
it as a joke?
I feel like I would be like, ah, ha, ha, this is so ironic. But in my head, I would be like, yeah, like, yeah, like I'm having a
keep
good
it going.
Time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. On the surface, I would be like, oh, this is so funny that we're doing this. But yeah, inside, I think I would secretly like it.
It's like the other day I was like, we were trying to pick a playlist for while having sex, and I was like, I feel like listening to, like, old R&B, and he was like, okay, and then I clicked on the song from like Timbaland, and it led, and like, you know, the first song was good. I was like, oh, this is nice, like I'm kind of into it, you know. I was under the influence, I think I was like high or whatever, and then, you know, I was having fun, and then like when this song was over, it just led to a bunch of pop songs.
Okay,
like, oh my god, what was this? It was this one, like, oh my god, right now I don't remember, but it was like this old pop song from like 2006. And I was like, ew, I don't want to listen to this right now. But you know, you're kind of into it.
It's
or
like
whatever.
Nelly Furtado or something.
It was probably Nelly Furtado. She's on every single
Or like Nelly or something. All the Nellies.
Jesus. Yeah. All the Nellies, yeah. Anyways, so how was your weekend? Tell me. How? Let's lead this off by telling me if you had good sex this weekend.
It was good. I did have good sex this weekend.
Okay.
A couple of times.
Man.
One person. Just
same
one.
Person, couple of times.
Same person, couple of times.
Okay.
It was really nice. It was like, yeah, that's all I can say.
My God.
It's good. Probably going to have more after this. So.
How long have you known the person?
I've known him for, I guess, since like the very beginning of December.
Okay.
We went on a date. I met him on Tinder, as you do in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a date, and then I went home, back to Alberta for a month, and was like, goodbye.
Great way to start.
but we've been hanging out a bunch ever since, and we are actually, he's my boyfriend. So that happened.
Oh, yeah. You two are dating.
We are.
Wow. When did that happen?
Like, I mean, we've been talking and, you know, going on dates and dating and sleeping together for like, like all of January and most of February. And then we kind of very recently decided to make it exclusive.
So you had like the DTR conversation to find the relationship.
Yeah. I mean, you recently Did you have that conversation?
I didn't. I should.
You didn't.
I remember we talked about it. Yeah, we did.
And you were like, what is happening? And I was like, oh, same. But then I figured my shit out and you didn't.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I've been meaning to do it for a minute, but I can't. I'm such a coward. I'm such a coward.
Just do it.
I know.
Just do it. It is charming. It's endearing. Also, like, I know you guys can't see her, but she's so freaking hot. Like, literally... Like, if he said no, I swear to God, I would throw hands.
But you see, if he were to say no, I wouldn't even be mad. It's just like, I've kind of come to terms with the fact that, you know, we're not always on the same page regarding relationships.
No.
You know, sometimes, like, he's told me that he's been in a relationship for, like, years before we met. So, you know, sometimes they're just ready to, like... screw around and just like live the single life. And I'm just like, you know, I'm ready to settle for something a bit more tight, more exclusive. So, I mean, and you know what? It's just, it is what it is.
You know, it is, and it ebbs and it flows. And like, even when I said to my boyfriend, because it was me that was like, listen, maybe we should take this to the next level. And it's funny because he really wasn't expecting it, because up until then, all I had talked about how, you know, like, I'm young and I'm not kind of done, like, hoeing around and all these things. And, like, and also, like, I'm a queer woman, too. So there's, like, that whole other aspect of it where there's, like, the whole untapped female market, literally untapped. And, but yeah, I said to him, you know what? I changed my mind. Let's try it. But we have a very open dialogue between us so far. So
who was the one to kind of initiate the whole thing?
It was actually me.
Okay.
It was actually me. I was like, you know what? No, let's do it. Let's try it. I want to try it. And he was down. But it's this sort of arrangement where I said, listen, if one of us becomes like unhappy with the monogamy, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it and we'll figure it out.
Oh, so you guys are not exclusive?
No, we are. Okay. But if one of us doesn't want to be anymore, I'm not saying that it would be an easy transition, but I do know that we have, I guess, consented to having a conversation
about that if
it arises. I don't know. You know, we'll I don't know. But for right time. Now, I am so content. Just like so getting laid all the time and just having a nice time and feeling special and nice. Yeah. So,
what kind of sex are you having?
Really good sex. Really, really good
Is
sex.
Is it vanilla, BDSM?
No. No, rope. Neither of any of those things. I'd say
what
it's like
it?
A nice, comfortable place, like in between. I think it's like vanilla, but like spiced vanilla, like chai, like vanilla chai.
So there's some slapping.
Oh, for sure.
I ass mean, or kay. Face?
Oh, shit. Okay. Ass.
Okay.
I've never been slapped in the face.
My roommate really likes to get slapped
really?
In the face. Yeah.
My,
and spit. And
the
like,
thing
spat
is,
in
like,
face.
I'm really pretty. So. I don't want to damage the goods. No, that is not the reason I don't want to get slapped in the face. No slapping in the face. I'd be open to it. Just, you know.
If it's, I told him I would be down for it, but it needs to be like well placed.
Also,
like, you can't just like, we can't just be like making out and then you just look
no,
at me
I know.
And like bash me in the face. Like, I think I'd laugh, but if we're having like, you know, like intense, like you're choking me
yeah,
and whatever,
yeah, yeah,
and
which
it just
fun.
Feels right to just slap me, then
yeah,
do it. I'll probably
different.
Feel it too.
That's different. I feel like, because we haven't talked about this specifically, but there are things that we do, choking, slapping, all of those things, but I think that they're just below the line, because crossing the line, I think that he would feel really bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think he would
Expand
feel, like,
on
like
that.
Slapping me on in the face, I think he would feel really guilty afterwards.
But have you told him that?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
No, because I've never, maybe after this I'll, he's literally just waiting in the library for me right now, like,
he?
Doing his work, yeah.
Like,
he's a good boy.
He's a real man.
But, so we're going to hang out after, like, he's staying at my place tonight. Maybe I'll just, like, bring it up, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's pretty much open to anything. He's a pretty
That's
pretty
so nice.
Laid-back fella.
So is there any toys involved?
Yeah, actually, we were looking at sex toys online today.
Yeah.
I have the...
Wait, what website?
Just, like, Amazon. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have never ordered toys online before.
I haven't either, but a lot of people have been coming up to me with this website called Adam and Eve.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it.
And there's, like, a lot of sales and whatever, and they're just, like, yeah. And they're good quality. So that's what I was
Okay, maybe
wondering.
I'll try that out. Mm-hmm. I have, have you ever used / heard of the Satisfier?
No. Oh, my God. Please tell me.
Give me. Oh, my God.
Is it a vibrator?
Kind of.
Okay.
So the original one, it's like this little doohickey. It looks like just like a small vibrator. And instead of vibrating, though, it has a suction cup like inside. And it stimulates the...
How do you call it?
The Satisfier.
Satisfier.
Yeah. Okay. So it's meant to basically feel like you're receiving like oral pleasure. Like mm-hmm. it sucks your clitoris.
Oh my God.
And it feels amazing. And like the first few times that you use it, it's almost like too good. Like you don't even get to like sit back and have a nice time because you use it for like 4 seconds and then you're done. Like it's
really
so crazy. And then I got one that has like a traditional like vibrator dildo thing attached to it. So you can put the vibrator inside and have it like stimulate your G-spot.
Oh, so it's a two-piece.
Yeah, the one that I have. And okay. Then you have the part that goes on your clitoris that is that has the suction thing.
It's How really much cool. is it?
Oh, God, it was expensive. It was like $80 for the one that I have. Dude, okay. It is worth it. So we use that sometimes, but other than that, nothing. So we're actually looking for like some stuff to
Are you looking for more, like what kind of stuff? Like
I want something that I can use on myself just while we're having like good old fashioned sex.
Would you use, when you use the toys, do you use the toys on like you use it on yourself or is he usually the one using it on
it's
you?
Like 50-50.
Really?
It's 50-50.
Can you expand on that, because like I've never used any toys during sex.
Really?
I don't know, because every time I kind of like, okay, let's use it, and then we kind of start having sex and then we kind of forget about it because we're just like too busy doing something else,
you know.
So like how, like what positions do you do?
Well, here's the thing, I don't use them on a my phone's ringing.
It's
how
fine.
Unprofessional. I don't use it like all the time during sex, but I don't know. Have you ever had those like sex sessions where you're gonna be having sex for like 2 hours, and it's not even like you're like boom 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 for 2 hours, but you like mess around, foreplay, then you like watch an episode of whatever, kind of just chilling out, like but like sort of excited, and then you might have sex and you might stop and do something else. You might like masturbate together, like all you're kind of breaking up.
Oh, you do that too?
Oh yeah, like you're
you masturbate in front of each other?
Yeah. Like okay. So we'll basically have sex and then we'll kind of break it up, like we'll take breaks to just like do other things, like different types of foreplay. It's really good. Like it's really a nice time. And then during those breaks, that's when I might use my toys. The one that I only have one at the moment. And the issue is I don't really use it during like penetrative sex that often because it's very big and kind of clunky to use, so that's why I'm looking for something that's like really small and handheld. So like a little vibrator that I can use that kind of like fits between us while we're having sex.
Okay, nice. That's nice. That's cool.
Do you ever do that though? Do you ever have like a nice big sex session that you break up?
You know what? When I have sex, it's usually with penetration.
Yeah.
Like, but always. Like, we'll never just do foreplay.
Really?
No.
But will you
It
ever...
always just leads to penetration.
Yeah, but do you ever do, like, foreplay, penetration, back to, like, going down on each other, penetration, masturbating, then to penetration?
No, see, I've never done that.
You need to try it, because it's...
You're giving me the... Yeah, yes. You're giving me a lot of...
It's really fun, and I find that, like... Because I've had so much bad sex in my life... Like, I'm not old, okay? I'm 21 years old. I started having sex when I was 18, but I just had so much garbage sex and just uncommunicative sex where the only goal was, like, basically for him to orgasm then maybe if we're lucky, I will as well. But I find that, like, when you're able to, like, sort of express yourself freely with someone and you're not afraid to take your time and the goal isn't to orgasm, it's just to like make yourself feel nice.
Yep.
It's a much better time.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
I think one of, like, on my behalf, I think one of my major problems is just that I don't communicate enough. See, like, I can't even talk to him about my feelings. Like, imagine, like, sex. Like, for someone who has a sex show, I really have a hard time talking about sex with
No, but that's what
person.
It's all about, though, right? You're about
It's really
you're,
all about
you're trying
that.
To learn
it's,
it.
Yeah.
And I was, and I'm still learning how to communicate, but, like, up until very recently, that was never something that I really did. And the reason, this ties into everything so perfectly, like, what we're here to talk about today, like, the reason that I learned how to communicate so well is because I was diagnosed with a disability, and it changed, like, with an invisible physical disability, and it changed everything about the way that I'm able to just interact with people on a normal basis, let alone, like, sexually. It really taught me that it's okay to express your needs to people and to say when something's working for you and when something isn't working. So yeah, because of that, I've just become a much better communicator.
So how do you usually introduce the fact that you have an invisible disability?
Well, I usually, it's like right off the bat.
Like when you meet them for the first time or when you're about to have sex?
When I'm about to have sex.
And how does it affect the way that you have sex? Or does it?
Like, it does, yeah. It does a lot. So, I mean, I guess I should probably say, like, what it is.
Yeah.
So,
maybe just start by that.
So last year I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which is a disorder that affects your joints, muscles, nerves, all that jazz. So essentially what happens is your nerves will perceive pain in a certain part of your body. For myself, it's my hips, my hands, my shoulders, sometimes the bottoms of my feet, sometimes my jaw, my arms. My nerves will act like something is wrong. They'll act like, for example, I've injured myself, and then they'll tell my brain, like, oof, this is really supposed to hurt. And then suddenly those areas hurt without anything actually being wrong. Does that make sense?
Okay, so I'm just trying to really, like, deconstruct the thing. So would you have would you actually have a cut, like you would cut yourself? Oh, no. So you just, like, have, it stimulates the pain that you don't
have. Yes,
that's
exactly what it is. So one day I will wake up and it will just feel like someone, if I put my hands out on the pavement and someone rode a bike over my hands.
Oh,
one morning,
God.
I'll just... So it's not like unbearable pain. Like, it kind of feels like I have an injury that's like a couple days old. So like when it's really bad, it feels like I was hit by a car a week and a half ago. Does that make sense?
It does.
So
it
it's
does.
Not... If this was something that happened very occasionally, it would be manageable. But it's the fact that it's like an everyday thing, that there's always some kind of pain in my body.
Every day.
Every single day. Every single day.
So what do you
do? To different degrees. What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do to cope with it and treat it?
I take a cocktail of medications. I see my doctor about once a month, just because the diagnosis is relatively recent, so we're still kind of trying out new things. I used to be really diligent about going to physiotherapy, getting regular massages, getting acupuncture, and doing yoga. And I found those things really helped, but then, you know, life got in the way and I haven't been really keeping up with that stuff lately, which really sucks, because the pain's gotten pretty bad.
So you felt like it helped a lot?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot, but it helped.
Okay.
Just sometimes it's discouraging, right? Because you do all of these things and you take all of these steps and you're still in pain, and it's just kind of like, oh my God, like, what's even the point of doing all this if it's going to hurt regardless, which is such a stupid mentality. And I am really working on getting out of that mentality, and trying to, like, practice those good habits some more. But yeah, that's essentially what it is. So it really sucks. I'm not done processing it. I'm not done being, like, pissed off about it and, like, kind of, like, grieving for myself, because my life is going to be very different from most people my age. I'm still not done, like, being annoyed about it. I'm sure eventually I'll be able to say, like, you know, those people who have been through so much and they're so dignified, like, they're just like, you know, it is what it is, blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
like, peace, love,
they've come in peace with it.
Yeah,
just,
I,
like,
have not
yeah
yet,
well, it, yeah,
but I'm getting there. I'm working on it, and so it's like, so many people have it worse. So
so coming back to the sex part, so how do you, like, how does it affect you in bed?
It's really interesting. It's like, there's certain things, like, I can do anything in bed. I'll just do it. I'm adventurous. I will just force myself to do it. But it's so hard. like certain positions, for example, I'm just like, oh, like this is killing me.
Really? Like what?
Well, the other day we were having sex and it was like legs over the head kind of thing. Like not fully back. There's no way I could do that. But kind of legs on his shoulders. And it wasn't like my legs were being stretched at all. Like it was like legs on the shoulders and he was kind of leaning back. So it's like my legs weren't like, it's not like I was stretching. They were just resting on his shoulders. Okay. And my hips were on fire. I was like a little old lady.
What kind of pain? Is it like throbbing? Like a heartbeat?
Do you know what it feels like? This is so extra. Like I'm also the most dramatic person ever. So like it's horrible, but it's not that bad. And also I should mention my type of fibromyalgia is mild. Some people with fibromyalgia can't walk. Like I should throw that out there. I can walk. I live kind of a normal life. What was I talking about?
What kind of pain it feels like? Throbbing?
It feels, when it's really bad, like your bones are like expanding and like pressing against your skin, like trying to break out.
Okay.
That's like the best way I've ever been able to describe it. It's not a throbbing pain, nothing like that. Like a deep bruise. Feels like a deep bruise. Like I'm pressing into my hip bone right now and it feels like it's very bruised.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So when I do certain positions, it can really hurt my hip, or like, you know, if you're doing doggy style or whatever and you're on all fours, like my hands will start cramping up. It's just like, it's like imagine having sex at like 82 years old. That's probably what it's like. I don't know.
Is it going to help? Is it still going to hurt like in the aftermath?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of always hurts. So like, it's fine. It's like the same. But the part that's difficult about it is like expressing like my hip, but like keeping it sexy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like how am I like, ooh, like my aching bones. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you talk about this like super unsexy thing in a sexy way? And I've taken to just not even trying and like recognizing the humor in it, I find really helps. Yeah. So I'll like literally just kind of chuckle and say like, I'm so sorry. Like this feels amazing in some ways and just horrible in other ways. And we need to switch it.
Yeah.
Like even today, or if I go on top, which I used to hate doing because I had a very not very nice relationship where someone told me that I was like doing it wrong all the time, and to the point where like, and I probably was doing it wrong, but it was like to the point where I didn't even want to learn how to do it properly.
Was he telling you though, like how, well, what you could change?
No, not really. Like it was just kind of like that thing where you're trying something new and they're caught up in the moment, so they're like kind of frustrated and they're like no, and then they take control. So it kind of like hurt my confidence in that realm. So I just like never, I was like a little too shy to try it. And now I tried it and figured it out and it's like the best. I'm like, where has this been all my life? But sometimes like when I'm on top, you know how your knees are bent? Oh, my knees start killing me. I think a lot of people get that because they're just like kneeling a lot.
When I'm on top, I'm usually twerking on his leg. So it's mostly my ass that hurts, not gonna lie.
Oh, that was amazing.
So it's not the same kind of pain, I think.
That's amazing.
Like I'm not going like up and down.
Right.
I'm usually like bend over
same,
him.
No, same though.
Okay.
Where you're like, no, I'm like not twerking, more like twitching or like convulsing. You know,
okay.
Like I gotta have an itch to scratch.
But you still get the job done. I'm sure you're twerking. You just
I mean, if I had anything that would like, if there was something there on my backside that would shake, I'm sure it would. There's just nothing. I don't have a butt. So,
what about orgasm?
Oh, that's fine.
Does it affect your orgasm?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. It takes me like a million years to orgasm. Like, just for a lot of women, right? Things that kind of have to be just right. I can't orgasm from penetration. Can you?
No.
Yeah.
Never hit my G-spot.
Yeah, same. I mean, I've felt it being stimulated before.
Same.
But I'm like, even when it's happening, I'm like, this feels great, but like, it's not going to happen.
It's usually, he'll hit it and I'm just like, oh, this is like the perfect angle. But then it doesn't last long. And I'm just like, you just eat my clitoris.
Please,
my clitoris is where it's at. Like, I, but you know what? I even tried to find it on my, like, by my own. Like, yeah. How can I expect someone to find it if
no,
I don't even
so
know where
hard.
It is? Never found it.
It really is.
You know, sometimes I spend, like, hours trying to masturbate. No, okay, not hours. I spent a lot of time masturbating with my, you know, with my dildo or whatever. Yeah. Just trying to find. Sometimes I just get so frustrated. I just,
I know.
Like, sit
it's
there.
Like the lost city
and it's, like,
of Atlantis.
In me, like, and I just, I know. And I'm just, like, on my bed, like, Jesus, like.
It's, yeah.
We're not getting anywhere. So, but clitoris, I mean.
Yeah. Clitoris. Like, yeah. So.
Amazing.
Might work. True. Honestly, you heard it here first. The clitoris is amazing.
Clitoris is, ooh. Does wonders.
But yeah, no. It doesn't affect my orgasm. Still takes me 4,100 years to achieve orgasm, but it's always been that way. Even when I'm, like, on my own. But I don't like to rush.
Even on your own, you take
sometimes,
time to orgasm?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
It depends, right? Like, if I'm really feeling it, then it's pretty quick. Like, if, or sometimes, like, when you just need to get the job done, you're like, okay, fine. Like, I'll just
when you're just super,
really
like, horny and frustrated,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just like,
ugh. Like, sometimes then it's fast. But
you have,
usually,
like, a small window, and yeah. You're just like, I have 5 minutes to knock this out.
No, usually it takes me a while. Like, my clitoris is super small. Super, super small.
How do you know that?
Well, porn, I don't know. Like, I've seen, like,
I haven't watched porn in ages.
I think you're gonna say ever.
I've done them all. I've done all the
She hasn't watched the porn, she's done the porn.
Stop. I've seen them all. I've seen all of the categories. Like,
what's the weirdest porn you've ever watched?
Oh my god.
Like, it doesn't have to be like
cartoon stuff, I feel like
really?
It's really weird.
Were you watching it
like cartoons, like, from your childhood,
oh,
and they have,
weird,
like, humongous
dicks.
That's,
like, layered. That is layered with,
sometimes,
yeah.
Just, like, I've watched, like, daughters and brothers and, you know, sisters, like.
Do you watch it, and no shame, but do you watch it because you enjoy it, or is it more, like, just out of curiosity?
When I was younger, it was out of curiosity, and then sometimes, but the thing about, like, brother and sisters, it didn't turn me on. It was just super weird, because I kept on thinking about my brother, and I was like, ew, like,
I
can't. I
know, like how
yeah,
do people do this?
Yeah. No, I couldn't do that. I think the weirdest, though, was, it's not cartoon, but it's, it's drawings. I think it's manga, maybe,
like,
not.
Like, anime?
Anime.
Manga's, like, the...
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about
hey, anime. Nerds out there, email
so
us.
Anime.
Tell us what it is.
And it was like, it had like tentacles. It was like a monster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've
I
heard
think
that of
was
that.
The weirdest.
Yeah.
I've been, like I said, I've seen them all. I just, you know, I was so excited. It was a period, an era in my life where I was I was discovering Pornhub.
Exploration.
And I was just hitting all of the categories. And sometimes when I couldn't find something specific, I would literally write it. Like, girl eating cum out of cup drinking. Like, I didn't care. Like, I just was, like, as soon as I thought of something, like, that was, a little sexy, I was just like, I need to find something with it.
You know what, though? You were learning.
Yeah.
You were learning.
I am not ashamed
of
it.
No, don't be ashamed.
No. But do you have sex while watching porn? Is that something that you've never done?
I've done it, like, a couple times. Like,
is it nice?
Yeah, it's fun.
I haven't.
It's, like, yeah, it's kind of fun as, like, a...
But what, how does it happen? You just start by watching it,
well,
and
no,
then...
sometimes, like, it's just like, ooh, like... Because here's the thing, like, most of the sex I've had has been, like, longish term relationship sex, you know? So I haven't, like, I've had casual sex, but I never with, like, someone I was casually sleeping with done particularly adventurous things, just because, you know, I have to get comfortable and all these things. But, like, I guess with these long term relationships, like, the first relationship I had, first serious one anyway, we watched porn together, but it was more of like a, do you want to watch porn? Like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, what if we did that? Like, okay. And then it was fine. But then it kind of turned into a thing where, this is so rough, okay, but it turned into a thing where, like, as the relationship was sort of falling apart, if you will, and as I, you know, more fights happened and the attraction went away, I found that sometimes we actually started watching porn before sex a lot, because it was the, or I did anyway, because it was the only way that I found that I could, like, get turned on or be attracted to him or whatever. But that's linked to, like, a whole bunch of, like, emotional damage that existed within our relationship and all that fun stuff that's really fun to listen to on the radio. So, but yeah, I've done it before. You haven't tried it?
There's a lot of stuff that I should try. And no, I haven't tried that. It's all right. I thought about, I'm not sure, like, of the logistics. You put it on and then do you leave it? Do you let it play?
You do. But then it's kind of awkward because it's like, first of all,
hear someone else. Like, I don't know. Is it nice to hear someone else, like, having sex while you're having sex?
Okay, I'm trying to, like, really reach back into my memory and, like, remember how we did this. Similarly, you know what I think we would do? I think what we would do is we would watch it and then, like, sort of just, like, casually masturbate watching it, just, like, getting a little bit excited. And then I think that we would either put it, like, in the corner of the room so it was, like, sort of in the background and have sex together, or just turn it off and have sex because we were all excited.
Okay. See, I would probably do that.
Yeah,
I would kind of close it and be like, okay, that was a good...
It's fun to, like, explore with your partner kind of, what porn do you watch, like, when you're by yourself and all of those things? Because, you can be having sex with someone so much and you think that you know them so well, and then you find out that they really enjoy this, like, specific genre of porn, and you're like, huh, who knew, you know?
I learned, I was going to say something interesting that I thought was interesting, but it wasn't. I just, okay. I learned that the guy that I'm seeing likes to watch just like plain old like heterosexual porn.
Good old fashioned,
you know, the ones that are meant for him and his eyes and whatever. Yeah,
that sounds really boring. Is he boring? Oh no.
You know what? Sex is good. Like, I've never had that. Like, I'm having a lot of great sex.
That's good.
And recently, like, I started, like, he always ate me out. He likes to eat me out. And recently I started sitting on his face.
God bless. Oh, yeah. So much fun.
And he'll masturbate at the same time.
Good time.
And that is so hot. I was like, we need to do that more often because...
Oh, it's the best.
But see, that's the thing. I'm a very vanilla person. So I like missionary.
You are, but you so aren't.
You think?
No, because you're like... Like, I'm vanilla, but I think deep down you are just like nuts.
Maybe. But you know what? I did this test online. Oh God, tell me what kind of person I am during sex.
Okay.
And literally I got like, everyone got kind of like rope bunny or things like that. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, like, but there were like a lot of like different categories. Mm-hmm. And I got 100% vanilla.
Really?
I swear to God.
But
and then I had like
evolve over time.
Maybe, but you know what? I like when it's super intimate. I love kissing and I like looking in each other's eyes.
Gross. No, I'm just kidding.
And I'm like super romantic. Like, I don't care. I used to be like just like smack, like just dogging me out and just like, don't even look at me. But then I don't know. Like, I think it's just because I really like the guy, and that's why.
Oh, for sure.
I think so. Because I used to, before him, it used to be just like one night stands.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I don't want to look you in the eye as you're like, I don't know you.
Oh, of course.
Stop looking at me.
Weirdest thing ever. Even with long-term partners, I don't like too much eye contact.
Really? I love eye.
Because I'm like, I probably don't look the cutest right now. And I know he or she is probably like, woo, like, just thrilled to be having sex, you know, as I am. Mm. But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, a little is fine, but I don't like it to be, like, I've never been able to reach, like, a climax while holding eye contact with someone. I don't think that I would like that. I think that would be way too much for me.
I've never done it just because when I usually climax, my eyes close automatically.
Yeah,
anyways.
Same. Yeah, that's true.
But I will.
Yeah, that's weird, actually. Like,
but
yeah!
When he will orgasm, I will make sure to look at him as you orgasm because that's a big turnoff for me.
That is like a power move.
Oh, but I have to see him orgasm. It's just so nice.
Wow. And every time you're looking at him in his eyes or you're watching.
Oh, no, I'm watching
happen.
Him.
Oh,
no.
Of course. I thought you were like locking eye contact.
No, like opening his eyelid. Like look at me.
Look at me.
But I know, but like before he orgasms, I'm like, look at me before you orgasm, and then he'll orgasm. I'm just like, I love, like,
you'll
I swear
say
God,
that you'll say, look at me.
I'm just like, look at me while we're having, like, we're like, oh, while my. We're fucking. You know, it really turns me on. Huh. It really turns me on.
Ooh, do you guys do like dirty talk?
No.
Yeah, us neither.
I thought that I would be the kind of person who would, but I don't know. I don't have
you
anything
have no
to
urge.
Say. Sometimes I feel like I'll say his name. I'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
X. So I don't want to say his name right now. But that's I'll fair. Say his name. I'll be like, that feels good. Or
you but know, will you say it like that? Stuff. Like,
No. I'll say it in my sexy deep voice.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that feels good.
But no, I'll express that I'm having a good time, but I won't go beyond that.
Yeah, same. Like, I'll say... Well, it depends. It's varied so much from partner to partner.
Really?
Actually, there's certain people where it just really isn't our rapport. So I'll say things like, "Oh, like, yeah, yay, good job." But then there's other people who have been much more like, my thing is, I'll be vocal if you take the lead.
Yeah.
Like, if you show me first that that's the type of thing that you want to do, I will respond accordingly. But I'm not the type to be the first to like
to initiate.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly.
I think I need to have like a deep conversation.
Yeah,
about sex
talk
with
about
my
it.
Man,
oh, do you do this?
So much I need to know.
Here is the thing to do. Here's the thing to do, and it might not sound sexy, but to me, it's really sexy and it's really intimate. After you have sex, lie there and just talk about everything that you liked.
Pillow talk.
Not even like, oh my god, like. Baby, like that was so great. Like, say, oh, by the way, okay, well, don't say, oh my gosh, wow, this sounds not sexy at all. But you know, say, like, oh, like, I'll literally be like, oh my god, like, when you did that, that felt so good. Like,
that
you should
I do
try
mention,
that again.
Like, that was
yeah,
great.
That is the best because
yeah,
it,
I agree,
it just sets everything up for
and
success.
It's well placed too. Like, it's not like you're eating spaghetti and be like, so what. Do you like anal or?
Oh my god. That's
all right.
Amazing.
We're going to take a quick music break now. Give us a break to drink water and take a breath.
Cool off.
Yeah. yeah, I'm sweating. I'm so hot
yeah,
right now. I'm always hot in
that's
here.
True.
It's super warm. Okay, so this song, do you want to introduce it?
Yes, this
okay,
is by the legend, Miss Britney Spears, Britney. And it's If You Seek A Me. Here we go.
Oh baby, baby, have you seen Amy tonight? Is she in the bathroom? Is she smoking up outside? Oh baby, baby, does she take a piece of lime for the drink that I'ma buy her? Do you know just what she likes? Oh, 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 tell me, have you seen her? Cause I'm so, oh, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha ha he he ha ha ho. She knows my face, but it's hard to see with all the people standing in the way. Oh, oh, tell me, have you seen her? Cause I'm so, oh, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha ha hee hee ha ha. Love me, hate me,
us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. Hey, I'm Craig Bailey, your host for an hour of music from the dark side of the moon, an hour of Pink Floyd. It's Floydian Slip every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more at FloydianSlip.com.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, March 2nd in your calendar and get over to the Palais de Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone. So this was our lovely Britney Spears, my dearest, dearest, dearest love. I love her so much.
Same.
With the If You Seek Amy.
I think about her all the time.
I do. I really admire her. And she's not problematic to me. I mean, in certain ways she is, but...
It is.
Whatever.
There's men's. That's not what we're here to talk about.
So tell me, Lily, do you have anything that you would like to... Like, any advice you'd like to give to someone who might be in the same situation as you?
Yeah.
Relate somehow.
For sure. I mean, I feel like a little silly giving advice because I don't know anything about anything. But I just feel like it's important to say, like, if you're someone who is struggling with chronic pain, such as myself, maybe the pain is visible to outsiders. Maybe they can tell right away, or maybe it's not. Either way, it's totally valid. And even though it might feel like, in terms of sexuality, like your sex life is going to be limited in some way, you know, it could be. There's certain things that that I can't do, but it's opened up so many other doors and just created such an open dialogue between me and the people that I sleep with and engage with. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. And, you know, it's a learning curve. I'm learning every day. I'm having fun. I'm getting laid all the time. I suggest that you do the same if possible.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want to, don't. Like, literally live your life. It's fine.
And if you're not comfortable right now, I mean, like, nobody's pressuring you to do it. Like, obviously, it might open new doors.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're happy, you're happy.
Take your time.
Do what makes you... You know, go with the flow, go with the wind.
And honestly, like, sex is fun, but it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's really great, and I love it so much, and I love to talk about it. But at the end of the day, like I remember when I lost my virginity, I was just like, oh, okay. Like, it's really not scary, you know? It's just fun. It's just really fun.
Mm-hmm. Like, I had a good time when I lost my virginity.
No, I did too, but okay. I was just like... Oh, okay. Like, I had this, amped it up in my head, and I was like, oh, it was just really nice, and
it was a good time.
And I recognize that not everyone has the privilege of being able to say that their first experience was good, but, like, I just mean that, like, I don't know, sex, if you just think of it with an open mind and you express what your boundaries are, it's just, like, another part of life. It's just,
absolutely.
Like, it's just like eating your favorite food, just, like, a nice, normal experience.
Exactly. It's just like, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself some good dick.
Honestly, is that from the Bible or? John 3:16. Treat yourself to some good dick.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm going to hell.
Oh Jesus. All right. Oh, here I am. Oh Jesus.
Honestly, we're in church right now.
Oh wow. All right, well, thank you so much, Louie, for coming
tonight. Thank you. That was a blast.
It was really nice. It went, oh my God. It was really nice. It went by super fast.
It did.
Thank you so much for opening up to us.
Of course.
To us. And, well, that's about all the time that we have for tonight, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you had as much as a good time as I did. I laughed a lot, so I hope that wasn't annoying. I know that I'm part of the population that when I hear people laugh too much, like in my ears... I get irritated, so I hope it didn't affect you. If it did, I'm sorry, but I don't think it's gonna change. So get used to it. But yeah, so that was about it. You know, if you were out there and you were listening to the show and you felt like, you know, this was a good show, you really vibed with my voice and my essence, then, and you feel like you could come on the show and talk about sex with me too, then please shoot me an email. The email is specme.talkshow@gmail.com. And I will be more than happy to have you on. Like I said, we can just have like a casual sex talk. I'm all for it. Like, I love talking about sex.